Representative Paul Tonko, my friend, I should say, I want you to know that I'm hearing, you know, so many stories about people who are hooking up in the House of Representatives, young people, old people. You've been in the state legislature. You've been in the United States Congress. What's your observation about all of this?
About the...
About the idea of sexual harassment of females.
Look, I think it's totally unacceptable. And if, particularly here, as we focus upon it in the workforce, in the workplace, I think it's important for us to make that very clear on the record and in policy, and that there should be, appropriate measures that address this. But it's unacceptable behavior, should not be tolerated. And as we see more and more of this expressed in the news and the like, it raises great concerns.
And I see that in the House and Senate now, they're going to have basically training so that people can distinguish right from wrong when it comes to people in power and others. Is that something that you think is needed?
Oh, you know, obviously from the news that we're hearing, it's something that would help and is needed. I think that whatever we can do to bring this to an end so that people feel comfortable, they shouldn't feel uncomfortable in their work setting. And this is beyond members. These are staff members that may be impacted. And the abuse of power and the lack of respect for individuals, for people, is something that should not be tolerated. I would hope we see our system as one that carves away at doing away with injustice out there.
And that brings us to a Senate contest in Alabama, where Roy Moore is running for the United States Senate, and a lot of women have stepped forward to call out his taking advantage of them when they were very young, and he was a young district attorney.
This whole issue, this whole case, these many scenarios involving this one individual include a separate really strong concern, and that is behavior with minors and taking advantage, perhaps again, of your power and using your influence in a way that is affecting minors. I would hope there would be appropriate reviews, investigations made so that we know what really happened and are dealing with the facts and address them accordingly.
So if a lot of congresspeople and others have said, if it's true, he shouldn't win. The president of the United States says, I think this ought to be decided by the people of Alabama.
He seemed to apply different standards to Senator Franken and then to candidate Moore and Judge Moore. And, and he himself had statements made that were taped. And
why do you think half the women in America seem to be walking around with pink hats on?
Right.
I mean, that's
right. I think, it's unacceptable behavior. And when it comes from leaders of our country, it is particularly egregious. We expect more and we deserve more and a better outcome. And again, the issue needs to be dealt with in significant ways and should include these investigations that I think would perhaps further guide us. But it is a concern when you see that this kind of character flaw still enables you to be within perhaps ahead in some polls and forecast it to win. It really does challenge you in a certain way. You know, you kind of end up looking at this saying, well, how could it be that if this lack of character is tainting the election, it would seem to be over, and it's not.
So let's go from there to Schenectady, of all places. General Electric looks like it's going to be making major cuts. Every time they do that, it becomes a shock to the area. Can you tell us any inside poop on all of this?
Well, I know that a number of groups have been looking at certain profit margins and looking at the future of what GE is and what the role is with their power division, which is very important to our area. And as they may restructure, that is very, very concerning. They have a new leadership. I know that while we may be downsized from what GE was in the past, it's still a significant number of jobs, important jobs, jobs that attach a great salary to that effort and that work. And so however we can message and work to make those jobs to be able to hold on to those jobs is very important, and we'll continue to do that.
Which brings up, it brings me to ask you, what can a congressman do about something like that? Can you go and jawbone with the GE people?
Well, you know, you look at certainly some of the policy areas that might grow power jobs. I mean, we're here, many of us, 97% of the scientist community will tout the virtues of climate change as a concept where we need to understand it's human-inspired. And a lot of the efficiency, a lot of the innovation, a lot of the research that's required could produce jobs for the area and the power area. You know, how we generate the supplies of electrons we require, how efficiently we use those, how efficiently we transmit them, and how efficiently we generate that supply of electrons creates jobs. Just simply by research and doing the process in an improved and more effective manner. So that kind of interaction with the company could perhaps grow jobs rather than displace them.
Paul Tonko, I only have 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in this round, but I wanted to ask you about Joe Biden appearing in Schenectady. You know, you represent Schenectady. He's going to be in Schenectady.
We're excited to host him at
one
Proctor's.
One and one makes two. You know, would you announce at this time that he's the guy you want to see running for president?
Well, I think we're seeing the candidate list build, or we will see it build. Look, I think Joe Biden brings a lot of great qualities that would serve this nation well.
Is he too old?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that, you know, we're in a society that's aging. I mean, our life expectancy continues to increase.
Why are you looking at me?
Just because you're the host of the show, nothing else. No age factor there at all.
Isn't that I'm 76 years old, right?
No, not at all. Well,
no,
you look 20 years your junior.
You're supposed to say, Cuomo would have said, you look 75.
But anyhow, I think his qualities are what the country needs right now. A consensus builder, one who has known how to work with Republicans. He's worked with both houses. This whole interaction is important. And, you know, I'm excited for the area to have him come through. And I think he'll have a great audience. And he should be able to reflect on a number of instructive efforts that he has made through the years in his political life.
From the Department of, she shouldn't have said that. I only have a minute left, but Kirsten Gillibrand recently said that Bill Clinton should have resigned when he had his sexual predatory problems in the White House. Was that a mistake?
I think that, you know, it's something that you call to question, and I'm not, you know, I'm listening to a number of people that surround me, including family, friends, coworkers, people that I serve in working through this. But, you know, a number of these things, we require more building on this, more thought that's applied. I think to just directly shoot that sentiment and share it is it requires, I think, you know, further discussion.
Especially when she's a bit of a hypocrite, I believe, because, you know, she's been getting the largesse of the Clinton family for a long time. And also, I think, Paul Tonko, that sometimes when you do that kind of thing, there are an awful lot of Democrats who don't like it because they like the Clintons, and you put yourself at some political risk. In any case, I've said the last word because that's the end of this segment. And when we come back the next
time. Always a pleasure to join you there, Doc. Good doctor.